In the 17th century, the Ming Dynasty in China was in a decline. So in the middle third of the 17th century, demand for Chinese blue and white porcelains was not being met. And so Iranian potters started to produce blue and white ceramics in large numbers. And so we have a couple of examples of objects that depend really on Chinese prototypes. One is a kind of Iranian version of an elephant based on a Chinese vessel called a kendi. Now, in Iran, these were used as water pipes. It's quite charming because the trunk, of course, would have been the pipe part. And there were no elephants that were indigenous to Iran, so there was a bit of imagining going on here. The vase with the three small spouts and the large spout is called a tulip vase. And there's a Chinese prototype, and then actually there are also very early, I mean medieval, Iranian versions of this shape. Although there was a tulip craze in Holland, the tulips were coming from Ottoman Turkey. The word turban, actually, and tulip are related because Europeans would write the word for turban as tulipant, and then tulip became the shortened version of that, and that's the name of the flower. They grew across the Middle East. These objects relate to the Chinese and Islamic connections along the Silk Road. If you haven't heard about that already, press play.